DJ.
What?
Oh, I thought it was Superman.
It's Superman!
Oh, look, it's writing something. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked. Oh, it could be someone else.
Sure, Jan.
I swear it could have been like Batman or Wonder Woman. Oh, well.
Surrender that gigantic pie.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 27th, the SUNY Oneonta Chamber Orchestra has a performance at the Fine Arts Center in room M201 at 7:30 p.m. Also on Monday, the Activities Council is hosting a karaoke night happening in the Hunt Union Waterfront Room at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, April 28th, men's baseball plays SUNY Poly happening at 4 p.m. at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And as usual, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leatherstocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? My name's NJ. This is The Kitchen Sink. And today's a great day. How are we doing? I'm doing okay. Kind of. The end of the semester struggle is hitting, but it's okay. We're still fighting. And I shout out to my friend Emmy. We just hung out and it was kind of awesome and it made me happy. And also shout out to awesome Mother Nature, my friend, because the weather's great today. My friend Emmy and I were sitting on a rock and we saw a turtle. And it was swimming. And now I really want to go swim. So that might be my mission for the rest of the day. But we shall see, I guess. I don't know. Things have been crazy. And because things have been crazy, I have nothing planned. I have 4 songs queued up and that's it. So, if anyone wants to recommend any songs to be played, feel free to call in. Our number is 607-436-2711. Call me. It's also on our website, wonyfm.org or something. I don't know what the website is. But, like, tell me what you want to hear, people. Or don't, and that's fine, too. And then I'll just play what I want to hear. But, yeah. I'm still stuck on that turtle that I saw because it was really awesome. It was swimming. And then I saw it and I was like, I want to swim. So if my friends are listening, guys, let's go to the lake. Let's go for a little swim. It's so nice out. You know, you want to. This is me brainwashing them. Please, I hope it works. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have nothing to talk about right now. I didn't do my show last week because I was being emo. Now I'm fine. More fine. I'm just stressed. It's okay, though. But yeah. Wait, I feel like it's been a crazy week, actually. I feel like I have things to say, and I'm just not locked into them. Let's see. I'm going to look through my camera roll and see if I can find awesome pictures about things to talk about that are awesome. See, my friends and I, we did go to the lake. Was that on? No, I was going to say that wasn't last Friday. It was two Fridays ago. And it was really fun. I haven't talked about that yet. It was actually crazy. There were like 8 billion people there, and they were all friends of mine or friends of my friends. And it was kind of crazy. And we went swimming, and we ate pizza, and we played volleyball, and we walked around, and there were like... there were these guys that were like filming a music video or something, and it was kind of funny. We took pictures with them, and it was fun. So that was awesome. I'm like hoping to recreate that today. I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to like say it 3 times in my head. I don't know. How does like the whole astrology, spirituality, manifestation thing work? Because I don't really understand. I got this app. It's called CoStar, and it's supposed to be like astrology. And I had it once in high school, and I never really used it. But I think it's stupid because it says, okay, here are the things that I should do today. It says do backspace, bookmarks, checkpoints. What? And then it says don't, pacing, fatalism, all-nighters. What? Once it said no red boots. I don't have red boots. I'm looking up what fatalism is right now because I don't know. The philosophical belief that all events are predetermined by fate or external forces. Ah, wait, that's crazy. Because isn't that like astrology? Like the events of my life are controlled by the stars. So I shouldn't look at co-stars, what it's telling me to do. Okay, anyways, I'm a Virgo, by the way. So awesome. That was really funny to say. Okay, let's drive into a song. Wait, let's dive into a song. We're not driving into it because I don't know how that would work. Okay, but now I have... Okay, so speaking of driving, guys, I've started this new awesome cool thing that's super aesthetic and cool where I listen to CDs in my car. But, like, it only happens... I think I have 2 CDs in my car right now that I actually like. One of them is... it's Pearl Jam. I forget what the album is called. Let me investigate really quick. Pearl Jam. I think it's 10. Yeah. 10 by Pearl Jam. Awesomeness. And then I have one from my old violin teacher that she recorded an album, and I have it. Those two are awesome. But then the other ones, I kind of just picked and choose some from my family's like CD cabinet. And one of them, I know 2 songs, and the rest of them, I'm like, what am I listening to? And then the other ones I haven't listened to, but I don't know if I want to because I don't know them. I don't know. I'm kind of picky. But okay, the song I'm about to play is a song from an album that I would honestly really like to have in my car music CD library. The song is from Continuum by John Mayer. Hint, hint, if anyone wants to get me this album, that would be awesome. Or maybe I'll get it for myself. Also, I'll talk about this maybe later, but vinyls, like, I don't get it. But before that, I've been talking for a while, so let's listen to Mr. John Mayer. He's kind of awesome. Actually, okay, sorry, one more thing. Okay, we were in the quad. I was with my friend Katie. She was doing tabling because we're RAs and, like, we have to do things sometimes. And across the way, the music industry club had a guitar that they were, like, raffling off. And there was a man who was playing the guitar, and he was playing John Mayer. And I was like, oh, my God, this is really awesome. And so I went back to my room and I listened to this album. So that's where this is coming from. And I love this album and I love John Mayer. And I hope you enjoy this awesome song.
Thankful for who we are.
Woke up this morning.
I just write it down instead of calling you this time. After losing you, woke up this morning with the light on. You haven't been there in a year or two.
Bello, I'm back. You just listened to Don't Mind by Charlie Berg. Charlie Berg is my best friend. Shout out Charlie Berg. Guys, he has a show tomorrow in New York City. Should I go to it? I probably shouldn't. It's my friend's 21st birthday, so I have other plans. But like, he's my best friend. He's not actually my best friend, but he's my best friend. You know who's really my best friend is Kit Connor. He came on here once and he talked about being a ginger and British, and that was really cool. There's a real man on this campus that looks like Kit Connor, and every time I see him out, I dap him up and I'm like, yo, what's up, Kit Connor? And it's really awesome. Guys, I really don't know what to play today. I have two more songs and that's it. So maybe let me just talk a lot. Guys, senior year is almost over. What am I supposed to do? Like, probably, like, get a job and, like, be an adult. But, like, what? Should I be a barista? Don't say anything if the answer is yes. Okay, received. I understand. Everyone thinks I should be a barista. Thank you guys for that intel. I'll work on it. I have no barista skills, but like, that's fine, right? You think they'll still hire me? Probably. Oh, that's a good song. I found a good song to play. Uh-oh. Did I just... Yeah, that was silly. Okay, so what's happening right now? Okay, I got it. There we go. Okay. Let me lock in. Okay. Hey, gang, how's it going? Okay. What's up? Do you think we're going to the lake today, guys? What do you think? Wait, open invite. Open invite to Wilbur Lake. Everyone pop out. We'll hang out. It's going to be so awesome. You can meet a celebrity. I'm the celebrity because I have... No, I'm not a celebrity at all, actually. Not at all. I found another good song to play, guys. This is really exciting. So maybe this is like a bad idea, though, for me to not plan my shows ahead of time because I don't know what to do. But I found another good song, and it's called August. And it's not August, but it's nice out, so that's basically the same thing. Holy summer. Summer is so soon. Except it's not. Wait, but it is, but it's not. Because, like, today's really nice out, but then it's going to rain tomorrow, perchance. And then it's going to get cold again, which stinks. And then it's going to warm up again, and then it's going to get cold again. But I will say, I do quite appreciate the moderate to the mild to moderate temperatures, like the 50 degrees, the 55 degrees. That's pretty awesome. Once it gets to 70, 70 is like good. Once it gets higher than 70, no thank you. Not a fan. But that's just me personally. But spring is really awesome. And I'm thinking about these trees right now that are at my house. And they're crabapple trees. And they turn a really pretty pink. And I think I'm going to miss it. But I won't next year. Hopefully. Unless I like move away. Oh my gosh. What if I move away? Wait, no, but I have to stay home so that I could see the crabapple trees. I don't know, guys. These are important things to think about. And also, like, guys, don't tell my dad, but I'm scheming. My dad is against... Oh, someone's calling. Someone's calling the phone. Okay, let me put on a song so I can answer the phone. Here we go.
Tell me, did you fall
Hello, everybody. I'm back, and we have a special guest. That was Drops of Jupiter by Train, but
bouncing track, and I can breathe.
Wait. Oh my goodness, Katie, can you hear me?
Yeah, but I used to be like, "This is my favorite flower."
Katie, can you hear me, bro?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
wait. I was like, okay. Period, guys. Guys, do you want to introduce yourself? Every single one of you.
Yes. My name is Katie Lee. I'm 21 years old. My favorite color is pink or orange.
Awesome.
Oh, hello. My name is Josh, the one and only Josh Logs.
Joshua.
Logs. No, no.
Okay, period.
Instagram handle.
Savannah, go.
Yep, my name's Savannah, and I'm the GOAT. That's all I got.
Period. Is that it? Is there anyone else?
Hi, I'm Ari. My favorite color is green, and I like trees.
Perfect.
And that's it.
Okay, awesomeness. These my friends.
Yeah, but Danny. Oh,
you're Katie Lee.
Okay, so this is Katie Lee again.
Hi, Katie Lee.
So, you know what I've been thinking about lately?
What?
My favorite swimming stroke.
Okay. Okay, awesomeness.
I think it's the breaststroke because I like that you do the frog leg.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I would agree.
There's something good about that one. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I think that one might be my favorite too.
There's something good about being on your back too and doing the backstroke, but like I'm not super strong at it.
Yeah, I feel like I like to float on my back, but I don't like to swim because then the water gets in.
I like floating on my back.
Sometimes I feel like I sink. Wait,
I was recently accused of not being able to swim, and I'd like to prove myself.
Okay, prove it right now.
I could have sworn Katie said she only knows how to doggy style.
Okay. Okay, Savannah.
Sorry.
Savannah, what's your favorite swim stroke?
I don't have one.
Oh, why is that?
I know, because I don't know how to swim. I know how to drown.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Pretty tragic.
Don't drown, though. That's very bad.
Drowning is bad. Thank you for putting that message out there. We appreciate that.
Please learn how to swim. Don't be like me. Be a pro swimmer like Katie.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. Be a pro swimmer.
You know what? I probably did say I could only doggy paddle, but I actually can swim. I have a pool at home. I'd like to defend myself tonight. If anybody wants to pop out, I'm going to try and swim 10 miles.
Wow. That's a lot. Wait, yeah. Open invitation to Wilbur Lake. Everybody come.
I want to invite everybody.
Okay, so we're doing it right now. We have the gift of the radio. But
that's true.
I don't know if people are listening. People, if you're listening, yeah. Come to Wilbur Lake tonight.
Wait, can we play like a quick game?
Of course. What's the game? Wait, what's
so
the game?
Last night I was playing Wavelengths with my friend TJ, but we were doing it like 1 to 100.
Like
can we
number?
Do one round of that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like we ask each other questions. But the number can be 1 to 100 instead of 1 to 10.
Okay. Can I think of the number because I'm really bad at asking the questions?
Yes. I'm fine with that.
So, like, you're going to ask me... Wait. Okay. So, you're trying to guess my number. Okay. All right.
Yes.
I have a number in my head.
All right. If this number was a piece of clothing, what would it be?
I think socks.
Socks? Okay. Okay. That's giving me like 50s, 60s, but I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
If this number was like a time period, not giving it totally away, but like it's giving a time period
mm-hmm.
or like an era, what would it be?
I think like a time period where they wore fancy dresses and stuff and hats.
Okay. Okay, so I think it's a lower number. Okay. 14 or 40s. Okay. If this number was a genre of music,
ooh.
What would it be?
I'm thinking like like grungy, rocky pop.
Grungy, rocky pop. Okay. Like.
Oh, maybe not like pop. Apple? Maybe take out the pop part.
Okay, grungy, rocky. Okay.
Like Blink 182.
Yeah, I'm getting this.
Yeah. Let's go with that. Yeah.
That's giving me 30s, 40s still.
Yeah.
If it was a room in a house, what room would it be?
My heart says the dining room.
Okay. I think that's 40s.
Yeah.
I'm getting 42, 45. If it was a Bev, what Bev would it be?
Oh, a Bev. Okay.
A Bev.
Dr. Pepper.
Is that 47?
That kind of messes with me, though.
Okay, my guess is going to be 47. Should we go around in a line? What do you think?
I'm kind of locked in on 43.
Okay. Can you tell us your number, NJ?
Wait, I want Savannah and Josh to guess, if that's okay with
them. All right, I mean, what number do you think it is?
1 to 100?
Yeah.
63.
Okay.
58.
Okay, 63, 58, 47, 43.
Okay, the number was...
44.
Wait, we want a big reveal? My number was 42. Okay, it was 42.
Dude, I thought... All right, we're signing off.
Okay, thank you for the awesome game time. Do you have a song request?
Savannah wants Dracula.
By who?
Tame Impala.
Is
Tame
it clean?
Impala. I think so. I don't know. Is it clean?
I'm pretty sure.
If it is not clean,
it says it's not. But let's see if I can find a clean version. Oh, there is a clean version.
I want Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow.
Do you want to dedicate that to anyone? Sorry. That was funny.
My friend Kenna.
Shout out Kenna.
Needs to call me back. Shout out Kenna.
Okay, Kenna. Does anyone else? My mommy sent me song requests, so I'm going to put one of those in, too.
Period. Anyone have a song request?
I got one.
Okay.
Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
Okay, awesomeness.
Dracula's Queen also by Tame Impala.
Oh, my goodness. So many songs. Okay. I'm locked.
You don't have to play mine if you don't want to. Oh, my God. I just spilled my matcha.
Oh, my God. Wait, matcha. What'd you get in your matcha?
I just got, like, the regular matcha with almond milk, and then I put a little sugar in it.
That's so awesome.
I got the temper. Maybe Dracula's not clean, actually.
Oh, there's a clean
version.
Would
you like to say something on the radio?
Huh?
What? Harrison, do you want to say hi on NJ's radio show?
Oh, my God. Harrison. What's up, Harrison?
Just say hi. Say hi, it's Harrison.
Wait, say hi, it's Harrison, and say your favorite color.
Hi, it's Harrison.
He ran away. He says he needs a shower. Do you want to say hi and your favorite color? Only clean words. Come here. Say something.
Hi.
Say your name.
Well. Wait.
Okay, we have a kitty on air.
Oh. Wait, what?
It's
now I'm
George.
Confused.
Take care.
Wait, who's
okay?
Who's
nobody wants to say hi. I think they're shy.
Aw. Okay. Well.
Aww.
That's okay.
All right. We were ready to hear your music.
Okay. Awesome. I'm gonna play Dracula by Tame Impala, the clean version. Shout out Savannah. Was this Savannah's request?
Let go.
Okay. Period. Thanks for calling in, guys.
Talk to you, Savannah, Ariana, Danny, signing off.
Awesome. Farewell, gang.
Farewell. Bye. The morning light is turning
Guys, just kidding. The clean version isn't clean, but I'm going to play another song instead. So stay tuned for a second while I figure this out. Actually, just kidding. I'm going to play it right now, and it's going to be awesome. Okay, we're back.
Just how I feel. Could you tell me what's real?
Awesomeness. That was Regret by New Order. And before that was Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow. Thanks, Katie Lee. Okay, wait, we don't have a lot of time left. So I don't have anything to say either. Let's just play more music. Next is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And I've never heard the song before. Maybe I have. I haven't intentionally listened to it ever, though. And I usually don't like Fleetwood Mac, so we'll see how I feel about this. But this one's for Ari. The goat.
Thank you.
awesomeness. And now we're playing our last song. It's called The Bells. It's by Jane Christensen, but like the way that that's spelled. Okay. Okay. Has anyone ever seen Midsommar? Because Florence Pugh in the movie, like her boyfriend's name is Christian, but she says it like Christian, like the, she acknowledges the I, and I feel like that's how this person's last name is spelled. I don't know. It looks like Christiansen. So it reminded me of that. But I really like this song and it's kind of awesome. And so I'm going to play it and then I'm going to say my closing remarks. Awesomeness.
With a chaser, it's a makeshift pew. Don't need a church or a chapel, God, it's not worth the hassle when you're living around with you. Drunk, but I'd have done it sober, middle of the night. I know it's right. You gotta ring the bells. Your t-shirt doubled as a tie.
And that's it for today, my goats. That was The Bells by Jane Christensen. And, oh, what did I just click? I hope everyone has a beautiful rest of their day. It's beautiful out, so I hope everybody gets to enjoy the weather. YOLO, and it's only going to be today once. So go play with your friends and your pets and... have fun and be merry and be awesome because yes. Okay. Yeah. I hope everyone has a fantastic dinner and a fantastic week. And, that's it. This has been Kitchen Sink. I hope you all enjoyed. Farewell. Farewell.
se registra se manda il passo a
Vita di fumo, vita di verde, porta a caffè, basta pa. Le si crescette, porta ma dente, che si tende le maestre fa.
Perca mi canse, dai su hoppi, le chiama maligne, passa pa. Che si fuso, le si manguase, mi fa se manda il passo a E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. Esse rala bucho tá um pega pra capar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse rala bucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse rala bucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse rala bucho tá um pega pra capar.
Vai esse transeite, bota mais ende, esse trelele vai passar.
Pega no danze, traz o roupilê, chama marinês pra sambar. Nesse fuzuê, nesse manguacê, me traz a mané pra tocar.
Depois de comer, depois de beber, traz o bafurê pra fumar. Depois de benzer, vou me refazer, vou agradecer, pode ir.
Pega no danze, traz o roupilê, chama marinês pra sambar. Esse fuzuê, esse manguacê, me traz a mané pra tocar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar. E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar. E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
E bota pra ferver, e bota pra quebrar.
E esse ralabucho tá um pega pra capar.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the
outside.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 27th, the SUNY Oneonta Chamber